Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Wow, there is a lot of handsome in this room.
Oh yeah.
It's all on the other side of my microphone, though, sadly. I look around the room. I see Chick McGee.
Hello.
That is a nice look.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Handsome.
The Burt Reynolds from Boogie Nights. That's what I'm doing this week.
We've been doing a lot of incredibly obscure references in this morning's show, so let's just continue that, shall we?
Sure.
A man that I have always said reminds me of an actor no one's ever heard of. It's the very handsome Nick Griffin. Chick, you want to write down who I think he looks like?
No, and actually my attorney, Joe, he tweeted me about a half hour ago and said that you were going to bring all this up. And
he's right.
And he was certainly right.
Can you give the initials, Tom, on who you think he looks like so I could try to guess?
Is he an actor or a singer?
Was there a singer he looks like? Oh, tell me.
Steve Lawrence. I thought you...
No, that's Henry Phillips.
Yeah. Oh, is that Henry Phillips?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Although there is a Steve Lawrence-like quality.
Give me the initials.
RG are the initials.
I am trying to think of the name of the show.
RG.
Because we're doing...
You've forgotten Cornette Blue?
Well, that's one of the show. That's the obscure one. But he was actually on another show that was a little bit less...
We used to get a Christmas card from him every year.
Is it Ray Gamano?
No.
Is it comedian Ray Gamano?
No, is that who it looks like?
Oh, it's RG. Okay.
No. I see. Jimmy, I'll get back to that in a second.
Maybe I'm wrong on this. I'm on a different
Robert
story.
Goulet?
I don't know.
Is it Bobby Goulet?
I think it's Bobby Goulet.
No.
No?
We'll get back to that in just a second. We have the very handsome Jimmy Pardo.
Thank you very much.
And both you guys, L.A. thin, not an ounce of fat on either one of you. Either you guys then came Bronson fans by chance? I'm getting nothing here. Okay.
I don't know what you said.
Michael Parks, then came Bronson. Remember that great show?
Oh, boy, no.
You know who's a huge fan of that show? Tom Hanks.
Is that right?
Yes.
Who's he?
Never mind. Michael Parks.
He's making headway in the movie business.
Brilliant actor. Was that a detective show or no?
No, he was a disaffected journalist. It was great. Christy Lee is here. She's the lady of the house. Yeah. Josh Arnold is right there. And we were discussing
Missouri fat.
Obscure.
They're L.A. thin. I'm Missouri chubby.
Did not mention that. I did not mean to be mean here.
Not mean. It's just...
You're doing great now. Getting some exercise.
You're doing great now.
Looking very healthy.
Oh, what a backhand.
Used to be a disaster.
Well, I can actually look at you now.
Without being repulsed.
No longer waddle into the studio as you once did.
It is fascinating. Isn't it fascinating how rude Tom is when he doesn't even know it?
It's a certain shine that he puts on it that makes you...
Yeah.
It's okay now.
2 hours later,
you're a grown man.
Very handsome man. Let's move on here. Find out what's going on with the fellas. Now, first off,
who does he look like?
I'm not going to do it until I find the right picture, and this is a terrible picture of the guy. But we'll move on. Christy, what have you got over there? You can do this while I find this.
A 20-year-old from England has set the world record, and I know Tom, you love stuff like this, for the longest duration spinning a pillow on the finger.
Oh, come on.
Thomas Sr. of Great Eccleston, UK, spun a pillow on his finger for 15 minutes and 7 seconds.
Wait a minute, hold it.
Having had the talent for some time,
what?
He learned from Guinness World Records that there had not yet been a record set for the feat, set out to do so. The Britain's Got Talent semifinalist chose to send in a video that had to meet a set of criteria, including having 2 witnesses, 2 timekeepers, and performing the record attempt in a public place.
Was it like a flat pillow? Is there like guidelines on the shape of the pillow?
I don't know the answers to these questions, but the Guinness World Record people confirmed that Thomas Sr. Set the record for the longest duration spinning a pillow on the finger on October 24th of 2016.
Okay, I found a picture of the guy, and some, if he walked up to you and said, "Hey, I set the world record for spinning," you'd go, "I'll bet you did."
Yeah. Now, if there's never a record prior, wouldn't just 45 seconds win that thing? Yeah. Why does he got to go the full 15?
And I think that's what the two witnesses were hoping for.
Shorter, baby, you're in. You got it.
I got things to do here.
This is a sad fellow.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to try it. Ready?
I got to see a guy juggle with his feet. Could we wrap this up?
Oh, it's falling, Jake. It's falling, Jake.
It looks to be kind of like a
A spinning plate.
It's not like a pillow, like a square.
Yeah, it's a couch pillow.
It's a couch pillow.
Not the cushion, but a pillow that you would put on your couch.
Square,
yeah,
you know.
Decorative.
Right. Yeah. I would turn it around. I'm sure
it fell down after 50 minutes because he was, you know, batting away all the chicks who were hitting on him.
He's shirtless and he's got on his nice little cowboy hat.
Yes, and he's not spinning it with, he doesn't use his other hand to spin it. He just moves his one hand.
Like with a frisbee,
Can you use
it? As if you're saying wrap it up with your finger.
Do the guidelines say you can use your other hand? Can you use two hands?
This is a different guy.
Oh, it is?
Oh,
okay.
Oh boy.
Oh, this guy's much cooler looking.
There's competing pillow twirlers?
This guy's drinking a beer. He's handsome. No, the guy I'm looking at is like...
And I'll tell you what.
Summer teeth, you know. Summer
that pillow is a spinning.
It's the Brad Pitt of pillows.
Yeah. No,
this guy looks like a stud. No, the guy I'm looking at is a total loser.
Oh, wow. Well, apparently not. He won.
No,
so he's doing okay now?
Oh, here's the guy. But it's the same size pillow. I guess the other guy never got his recorded, so.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Yeah, he's less fortunate than the genetics.
No, the guy that you found, Christy, probably has seen a vagina, whereas unless this
less
guy
distracted.
Yes, unless this guy walked in on his mother at the wrong time.
Here you go.
You got handsome?
He's that's a very odd record, certainly. Thank you very much.
Do we have one in any of the couches here? Do we have a square pillow?
Do we have a square pillow?
Okay.
We can't try that.
Wait a minute. You've got a sofa in your office. Can we use one of those?
No. Those are big pillows. It won't work.
Yeah, you just don't want us in your office. That's all.
Well, that's also true. What else have you got over there, Christy?
Casting off your clothes as well as cares may be the key to happiness and well-being. Scientists said that after investigating the psychological effects of nudism, lead researcher Dr. Kian West from the University of London said, quote, "The nudists have been saying this for some time." In the study, they found people taking part in nudist activities felt better about themselves, their bodies, and their lives overall. The more time they spent naked or partially disrobed, the happier they were. Analysis of the data suggested that seeing other people naked was more important, though, than being naked yourself.
That makes sense.
Well, we had discussed this before, and Tom brought up a good point. I think this is a chicken the egg thing. If you're a happy, confident person, you're more likely to be a
nudist. Your clothes off.
Yeah. So I don't know that it's nudism that makes you happy.
Right.
It's not
like you're depressed. You take off your clothes. Wait a second.
Right. Exactly.
Although, Josh, you're doing okay now. Now would be the time to join this thing. Right?
Well, you've been doing well.
Now he's doing okay.
Right. Before when I needed handlers and people to wash me like the elephant at the circus with long brushes and hoses.
You weren't that big. Now be easy on yourself.
Handlers.
Now let's ask the question that you asked last week. For some reason... You're a big movie guy.
Oh, yeah.
And yet your
discussions
almost always end up referencing somehow the movie Silence of the Lambs.
Well,
it comes up all the time.
Chick and I both enjoy the...
and then you do an impression. Can you do your impression?
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Can you... have you seen this woman before, sir?
No. Wait. Was she a great big fat person?
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Ted Levine,
Josh
Ted Levine,
Ted
everybody.
Levine. But you always reference the one scene where he takes his male member and tucks it and poses.
Well,
in front of
I wouldn't say I always reference it. You usually prod me into talking about it. The Buffalo Bill tuck.
And you ask everyone if they've ever done that. And I think most guys. Jimmy, did you ever do that when you were a kid?
Well, I didn't hear the question.
You tuck.
Oh, I heard the question.
You tuck. Oh, sorry.
Listen, I'm going to, if I may, take the fifth on that. I'm not comfortable discussing my genitalia.
I don't think I've ever. I mean, maybe I did, but I don't remember ever doing that. Right.
I never did it with the weird robe on, looking at, like, dancing in front of the mirror.
But you wanted to see yourself fully naked.
But I have tucked under before, and you said you have
posed in front of a mirror.
Can I ask why? Why would you do that?
I think every guy does that.
No, I know one that hasn't. Two, I just met Nick. I know two out of five men that haven't done it. One out of five isn't.
Okay, well, we're going to get back to this and more in just a matter of moments. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts studios. We have with us, as I mentioned, Jimmy Pardo. Nick Griffin is right over there.
Good heavens.
One, do you remember who he looks like yet?
Nope.
I don't.
Frank Converse from Coronet Blue. There's an obscure.
Who?
Oh, he was on BJ and the Bear, right? Wasn't he? Frank Converse? Is Claude Aiken sidekick?
Maybe that was the truck show.
I don't know.
Moving on. Was that the one? We have found ourselves in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, which is perfect because we have the Napa Tool of the Week coming up. Very handsome man, that Frank Converse. Would you say that Nick is the handsomest comedian out there? Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jimmy Pardo, very handsome man as well.
Not going to fight that.
Let's just move this along. Yes. Oh,
yes. Gary Goldman's a close second, but I'll give Nick the top spot.
Oh, Gary Goldman, very handsome.
Oh, incredibly handsome. Yeah,
Mike Costa's pretty handsome.
Who?
Michael Costa.
He is handsome.
Oh, yes, he is. Lachlan Patterson.
Oh, come on.
Good-looking guy.
Yeah, we got all the good ones.
I think Lachlan looks like his face has been reconstructed. That's my
very handsome.
He is a human being.
He's got feelings.
He won't hear this, will he?
Coming up, we have the Napa Tool of the Week, and we'll pick the Bob and Tom Tool of the Week. We have a lot of nominees.
We have to do that today, right?
Yeah, we have a lot. Yeah, we could go over some of these stories right now. We pick someone from the news.
I see.
This week.
What are we doing?
Well, the Napa Tool of the Week.
Oh,
coming
okay.
Up.
I'm in.
This is for the Bob and Tom Tool of the Week. Some of the nominees. We had a guy that walked into a Guitar Center store.
Yes.
And he somehow took a guitar, shoved it down his pants.
Okay.
Yep.
And this is all on video.
Right.
And it, once you see it, you go, okay, I can see how that works. So imagine the guitar neck going down his trousers, the body of the guitar kind of under his shirt.
Yeah, you have to shuffle a little bit.
You can't
bend your knee much.
Right. Yeah, you're not high-stepping.
He does a little bit of a limp out, but they've got an APB on him out there.
He got away, this gentleman?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And then is it a Telecaster or a Stratocaster?
It's a Fender.
He may have done this before, which means he'd be a repeat.
Why are we pronouncing it a Telecaster?
I'm doing that from the Jim Steinman's Bad for Good album. I don't remember if it was a Telecaster or a Stratocaster, but I do remember it was not at all easy.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, with an overview of Meatloaf and Jim Steinman, here's Tom Griswold.
What?
Is Jim Steinman Meatloaf?
He wrote Bad Out of Hell.
Yeah, just
the piano player.
If I remember,
Marvin a Day is Meatloaf.
We are getting obscure here.
That story reminds me. I remember when I was a kid, I used to watch Make Me Laugh.
I
love the great Bobby Van.
Bobby Van.
I remember Gary Shandling was on it once, and he had a joke where he used to shoplift a lot, and he was walking out of a store, and the security guard said, "Is that a cassette in your pants?" And Gary Shandling said, "No, but thank you."
I remember that. And the Make Me Laugh show, the worst premise ever.
Yeah. Oh, it's just a horrible.
Make me laugh.
The object was to not laugh at the good jokes they were telling.
Right.
Terrible.
I remember
a horrible idea.
Bruce Baby Van Bowl.
Sure. Yes, of course.
Oh, he was Flyman, right? Yeah, he would do the fly.
Yep.
With the strainers on his eyes.
Howie Mandel would do the rubber glove thing.
Yeah.
That's our first nominee, the guy that walked out of the
Tobacco Sunburst Fender, I believe.
It was. So it may have been a Telecaster or a
Stratocaster.
What if he sold a double neck guitar? Now that's impressive.
Yeah.
Right? That's a guy walking out like a Tin Man.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to go one on each leg.
You'd have to hop.
Right. Really. What Nielsen's guitars.
Or do it with a buddy in kind of like a sack race.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
You start left, I start right.
Ready, second.
Three, two. They're still looking for the guy, but they've got the video. You can watch that. We'll put that on the Bob and Tom app. It's very, very sad. I don't think he's our winner.
No.
I think we've got...
I don't think that guy's a tool at all. He's innovative. He's wonderful.
And he got away.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's a repeat offender.
That's a good offender
joke. I'm sorry. We have the boss in was this in China where he instead of giving people a cash bonus, he gave them each a case of condoms for their Christmas bonus?
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. You realize that if we name him Tool of the Week,
you have to win.
That's exactly what you got us for Christmas.
Yeah. I don't have any more condoms in here.
You don't? Oh, you mean
no, I have the whole.
Here's one.
No.
You want to pass this to the fellas?
Please.
Sure. You got another one?
I have a whole jar on my desk.
Does your husband play, Nancy?
Jason, bring us some condoms.
Those are the I gave everybody condoms with my picture on them.
Yeah, that's what Tom got us for Christmas.
But
next to a staple to a wonderful gift card, of course.
No.
Excuse me.
It was in a nice
what
glass
came?
It was a decorative decanter.
And a plate.
Oh, okay.
And what came with the plate?
A picture of your face.
No,
on
a beautiful
pie.
Pie,
pie.
Oh, from my pie lady. That was delicious.
That's true.
We did get a pie.
Well, that's fun. This is fun.
Yeah, I like
it. I don't know about for your staff, but I think it's fun. Why don't you?
I think they are for your staff.
Hey, Josh Arnold just lost points with me.
Right now, we're on Facebook Live. We are on Facebook Live, so why don't you hold one of those up to the camera, Christy, so they can see.
I don't have one. Jimmy's got it.
I can hand it down to
you. No, you go ahead.
There you go. The camera. Now, are you still a condom user, Jimmy? Or are you?
No.
Have you been cut?
I've never used one.
That's kind
I live
of
in fear every
personal
city
question.
I go to that somebody 20-year-old is going to show up and go, hey, I'm your kid. I've never, not in my life have I used a condom.
Really?
I'm embarrassed to say it. But now that I, you know, I've been tested, everything's okay.
Okay.
But I've never used one at all, ever. Ever.
That's amazing.
Never, not one time.
That's
Do I think that was a mistake?
Yes.
I think the condoms that I passed out say for novelty purposes only.
No, I don't think so.
I don't want to.
No, they look like the right size. They look like they're perfect for me.
They're lubricated. They look official.
I do love it so when Jimmy talks like Robert Evans. Was it a mistake? You're damn right.
We're looking for the tool of the week.
Was she beautiful? Oh, she was. You bet she was.
How about the guy? This is, I'm not sure. I kind of like this guy. This guy walked into a bank and he told the teller he had a gun.
Oh, yeah.
And
this poor old gentleman.
They gave him the cash, and he just turned around and sat down in the lobby of the bank waiting for the security to get him. And he said to the cops, I'm the guy you're looking for. He said he would rather go to prison than have to be with his wife another day.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And he was like 75.
And then they arrested her.
And then the best part of it was he reported to court with his wife. She came with him.
So. And unfortunately, he was sentenced to house arrest. So backfired.
Yeah, they haven't sentenced him yet. We'll wait and see. But that guy, I kind of can. That guy's
got
something
going. My heart goes out to him.
Yeah.
Now, these guys may be tools. This was a university did a project. They were doing research on caffeine. And they had two student volunteers that came in. And they inadvertently gave them, 30 grams of caffeine instead of 0.3 grams. Nearly killed both of them.
They were both in intensive care.
That amount of caffeine equates to 300 cups of coffee.
Right.
That much.
And
yes.
People have died with 10 grams of caffeine. So they had three times.
And
that
the reason they made the mistake was they were saying because the guy did the calculations on his phone.
Decimal in the wrong place.
Wow.
They had the decimal off. Yeah, those guys are pretty good tools. Mm. I don't know. Here's the guy I think may be the winner. This is a guy that cuts hair.
No.
Using fire, but he doesn't just use a torch to trim the hair. He lights your whole head on fire and then swiftly combs it, and the fire kind of goes out, and he claims it gives the hair a sheen. Don't try this at home.
No.
He squirts the hair with some kind of flammable liquid. We've got the video on the Bob and Tom app. It's very disturbing. That's a pretty big tool. And
you pay to have that done?
Yes.
Pass.
And he's had hundreds of thousands of people have watched the video of this guy. Someone's going to end up with a very bad scar on their head. Here's the guy that I think is going to be our winner. It's the inventor of the gas mask for porn. Josh, you want to take this and explain to the fellas what I'm talking about?
So what happens is if you're watching you can go to Cam Girls, which is a site where one of your favorite porn stars will do things that you ask her to do. So you type in, hey, please dance, and she'll do it. And while you're watching her, you can wear a gas mask that will give you the scent of her perfume or her natural smell and even the smell of her...
Whatever you want.
She gets to dictate what you do.
I should have saved my pass for this story.
I passed earlier.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah.
And I can't see a guy wanting to strap on a gas mask. And you have to load the thing, right?
Yes, you load it with the pre-decided scents.
Oh, right. Sad.
Yeah, it's sad,
isn't
it?
Sad?
Yes.
Well.
So I don't think he's a tool. It's just kind of sad.
It's not for me, but... There's a sect of guys out there that I bet are into.
Oh, are you kidding? Of course.
Yeah. And this guy's kind of doing them a favor.
So if you want the whole scenario, so the first thing you smell is the pizza box.
Potentially, yes. Or the, God forbid, the overflowing toilet that the plumber
came to fix.
The plumber
I feel like 30 minutes before this, he gets his hair on fire and gets a cut. Then he goes home and sits in his mom's basement and watches this.
So who do you think should win, Josh?
I'm going with the fire barber.
Okay, he's our winner. You can check this out.
Look at you.
I have no idea.
He's on the Bob and Tom app. By the way, speaking of the Bob and Tom app, you can win yourself a gift certificate from Pro Flowers or Sherry's Berries. Just go to the Bob and Tom app today, and it's kind of a scratch and win thing, or go to bobandtom.com. Check out the web player. We have, as I mentioned, the very handsome Nick Griffin, equally handsome Jimmy Pardo. Both here in the studio with us. We'll do a separated at birth thing with, because we've been doing a lot of obscure television references today.
Yesterday we did Jake Johansson and Gary Cole.
Yeah.
Look amazing like each other. Yeah. That's true.
We have Christy Lee, who's right there next to me. What else have you got on the news? Have we covered everything in the news?
How would you feel if your bride showed up at the wedding and surprised you dressed as a Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Those little teeny arms?
What?
That happened. 30-year-old Elizabeth Rex Hundley wanted to surprise her fiancé, Tom Gardner, by dressing as the dinosaur, a play on her name, get it, Rex, and donned the suit over her wedding gown. A video of their first look photo shows the costumed Elizabeth waddling towards her husband. Sorry, Josh.
Boy, you're getting hit hard today, baby. You're getting hit hard.
Can I go back to being
a
middle?
Big decision earlier.
Tom started it.
So I'm sorry. So
his back is to her, and before you know, he's asked her to turn around. She's walking.
Oh, because you're not supposed to see her in her wedding gown.
It's called the first reveal, whatever they call that. He turns, and upon seeing the orange dinosaur, immediately bursts into a fit of laughter. Then goes to kiss Elizabeth through her costume. The groom said the T-Rex costume was the perfect start to their life together, adding, "I knew I was marrying my partner in life." By the way, for those of you who are wondering, Elizabeth did take off the costume before exchanging vows with Tom on Bald Head Island, North Carolina.
Bald Head Island, Tom. You'd be king there.
Oh, did he ball her? We balled.
Bald.
We balled. Hey, you want a ball?
That's right. We balled.
She's here's the picture.
That video went right viral.
It's like a blow up T-Rex suit, but it does have those little teeny arms on top.
Yeah,
he's standing there in his beautiful tuxedo with flowers, getting ready.
Oh, here he is.
He's letting his bride for the first time.
He thinks it's very funny.
It's fun, right?
Yeah.
Weddings are too serious. I think everybody takes that day very seriously and unnecessarily. It's a fun day.
Can we continue the obscure references?
Sure.
I thought at first that he was dressed like Mark Bolan.
From T-Rex.
Anybody? Thank you.
Of course. Love it. Bang a gong, baby.
There you go.
20th century boy. Or man. Which is it? I forget.
Boy.
Boy. 20th century boy.
She's actually very attractive. So once she takes the T-Rex costume off.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to have a bridezilla, this is the kind you want.
Yeah, funny one.
Yeah.
Not the real monster. Right. You don't really want to marry a monster.
No.
Well, it's a little late to get this kind of feedback. 3 weddings ago.
A little late.
She puts the ass in Jurassic.
Hey, that's pretty. That's almost funny.
She's very, very cute. She's a very, very attractive bride. Well, that's fun. I agree with you, Jimmy. Yeah. They're having some fun at the wedding.
Speaking of fun, a resolution honoring Iowa's pork producers passed amid chuckles Thursday as it was read in by state representatives, follow me here, Joel Fry, Tom Moore, and Rob Bacon.
So
Fry More Bacon. Fry more
the Fry Bacon. More Bacon bill was the brainchild of Bacon.
Lucky that last guy wasn't named People.
Yeah.
Would have been in a different state.
Oh, boy.
Never mind.
Different era as well.
Fun out of that.
I'm sorry. Fry More Bacon. That's very clever.
The Fry More Bacon bill was the brainchild of Bacon, a Republican from Slater, Iowa, who's known around the Capitol for his puns.
Oh, my God.
Tom, you should love this guy.
I love this guy.
Known for his puns.
He said the bill is intended to address a serious issue, but he could not resist the opportunity for a little levity by adding his colleagues Fry and Moore to the list of sponsors.
Okay. Fry Moore Bacon. Okay. Oh, here it is in the Des Moines Register.
Yeah.
Well, this is interesting.
What?
This one guy is from Griswold County.
Nice.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
That county's hell on earth.
Yeah, but there's a lot of puns there.
It says Fry from Osceola, Moore from Griswold. Griswold County. There you go. And thank you very much. I didn't know that. And there's a copy of the resolution. There's a picture of it here. Fry More Bacon. There you go.
Love bacon. Who doesn't love bacon? On Tuesday morning, money fell from the sky in downtown Indianapolis.
Oh, I heard about this.
Pedestrians first noticed dollar bills on the sidewalk and street, but they look up to see cash floating down from above. One witness called police, pointed the officer toward the roof of the 10-story building where the money could be seen blowing off the rooftop. The responding officer discovered a couple hundred $1 bills scattered across the building's roof.
Was the person who called the police booed by everybody else around?
Yeah, detectives are currently working to determine where the money came from and who may have left it on the building's roof. There's, do you know the whole full story here?
No.
Yeah, apparently there was a robbery reported at a sandwich shop in that
building.
That's
right. They think it may have
been. Yeah, they think it may have been tied to that.
Someone left the money on the roof and it started.
Maybe, or dropped it.
So they were just mistakenly. Singles.
Can't you just see him getting back to the safe house and be like, I can't believe we did it. This is unbelievable. We actually pulled it off. And then the guy's like, where's the money? He's like, money?
Oh, I dropped
the
money.
I thought that.
So they were just, but they were ones. They were all one.
Was it a getaway helicopter? Why were they on the roof?
And a 10-story building.
Yeah, why are you going to high ground during that? I grew out. I became Tom Brokaw. I grew out.
So it's like talk about making it rain.
Yeah. A couple hundred.
I agree with you, though. Why would you call the cops?
Just, yeah, no. Hey, shut up, pal.
Come on. One guy ruins it for everyone.
I know.
Better than raining men.
Hallelujah.
Well,
I always thought that.
Hallelujah.
Did they make a video out of that? Are there these guys falling from the sky dying as they hit
them? They're dancing with umbrellas. I remember that video.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay. They're okay then? I just
figured
these guys splatting all over the place.
Oh,
no, the men are fine.
This is bad.
No, they're floating down nicely on umbrellas like Mary Poppins.
Oh, I never saw the video.
Yeah, it's the Weather Girls. Okay. They're terrific ladies.
Well, thank you very much. With us in the studio, comedians Jimmy Pardo and Nick Griffin. We are going to come right back with the boys. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Just picked our tool of the week. It's the guy that sets your head on fire and then combs it.
Yep.
I wish I were kidding.
He combs it really, really quick so it doesn't, burn your
scalp. No, but it's on fire.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to try this at all. That's the problem with the internet is some kid's going to try that somewhere in the world because this guy was from Punjab or something.
From Pakistan,
Wasn't he? Wasn't he from Punjab? That's the name of a place. I'm not making that up. Jimmy Pardo scowling at the name Poon. You thought it was some cheap Poon joke? No. Punjab is a place. Usually associated with the term, let's see, it's usually something bad like earthquake or tsunami.
Natural disaster.
This guy's setting people's hair on fire. Some kid's going to try this.
I know.
He's going to set his buddy's scalp on fire and the kid will have skin grafts from his ass to his head. He'll be ass-faced for the rest of his life because of the stupid internet. Also in the studio.
Hence the tool of the week.
That's we why. Have comedian Nick Griffin. Nick's a very handsome man.
Yes.
Still living in New York City in the one room.
I am. I live in New York City,
In the one room.
What?
The one room.
I have a bedroom.
Of course
as well.
You do. He doesn't think
big boy bedroom.
Big boy bedroom.
Now, if I were to walk into your apartment, do you have anything hanging on the walls?
Yes, I have stuff. I'm not a psycho. I'm a refined human being. You said I look like Frank Converse. Give me a little credit.
Very handsome.
I have some art on the walls. I don't know. It's up there. I have a Vonnegut print.
Very
actually.
Nice. Yeah, very good. Vonnegut I know you're a big fan. That's
I have a picture of Tommy Hearns.
Oh, okay.
Being called. At the Hagler fight when he was called basically out on his feet. And there's a couple things.
You were a boxer for a little while, weren't you?
Like 15 to 17, I tried.
Then what happened? A couple blows to the face?
I wasn't good. I'm not going to pretend I was. I was not good. Those bad years for me. I also worked at Wendy's during those years.
Oh.
Yeah, I was a fast food worker. I remember my boss used to say the same thing. Every day to me, you'd act like you don't want to be here.
Now, Christy Lee.
This is not an act.
Christy Lee was.
I work fast food.
That's where you started your career at the microphone.
That was my first job, by the way. First ever job I ever had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mine too, drive through. Yeah. Welcome to Arby's. May I take your order, please?
Yeah.
I rock the drive through.
There's no doubt. Can you do a two for Tuesday?
Huh? That's where you got your mic technique, which is very good.
My mic technique, yep.
Two for Tuesday.
Two for Tuesday. I pull around.
Baby.
I got a Bon Jovi at the box
and
at the window.
I was good.
Posted a bunch of stuff from today's show, by the way, on Facebook. And I want to remind everybody also, the Bob and Tom app, we have a bunch of stuff there. And today you could win... a gift certificate from Pro Flowers or Sherry's Berries. So check that out. And you could, what is it? You swipe to win.
Swipe to win.
It's kind of like Tinder.
Scratch-off. Like a scratch-off ticket. Yeah.
Do you do the Tinder thing?
I do not.
You don't do the Tinder?
No, I do not.
Mm-hmm.
I do not.
Do you do any of the...
I do not. I'm
one-on-one.
You meet
school.
Ladies the old-fashioned
old
way?
School.
You introduce yourself?
I mean, yeah, sometimes I do introduce myself. Sometimes it just happens. Somebody will come up and say hi after a show. And
I don't know if Jimmy knows this story or not, but weren't you on a string of a, you made a, your goal, every woman
you
dated.
Every girl I was going to go out with on any date ever, I was going to kiss. Tongue kiss.
No matter how it went.
Good or bad date.
Good or bad. That's
coming in for the tongue kiss.
And there was one date. The reason I tell the story is there was one date where we couldn't find a time that was good for us. And so we ended up meeting at like 9:30 on a Sunday morning at a bagel shop.
Yeah.
And the date lasted about a half hour. And it was, this was in L.A. actually. And it was in a grocery store parking lot. So you see all these moms with their kids going into the get donuts and milk and stuff for the morning, and I'm tongue kissing this woman.
Yeah,
in the
boy, Nick.
At about 10:02 on a Sunday,
going after it,
and sort of semi-consensual. Not really.
Yeah, Well, there's so little they could do with it. I'm like, what is happening right now?
I love a good. Don't you?
They
love
were
a good
dizzy
friend?
From the bagel I had just bought them, and.
What
quite
was the
challenge.
Reaction after?
Oh, man, that's great.
I think they were just stunned. I think they walked back to their car going, well, that's not going to happen again.
Yeah, this is over. They can't all be successful. Right now, we have to review whether or not.
Time now for Tom. Here he is.
Thank you very much. Roy Wood Jr. is going to be covering Media Day.
At the Super Bowl.
At the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So watch for him on Comedy Central. Let's see. It was determined that Bill Belichick and I attend the same grouch meetings. I think that's really not quite fair. I kind of get him, though. I think.
I don't find that surprising at all. Yep.
Even after a big win, he always seems kind of angry. And things didn't go exactly the way he wanted. Great story about a rapper I was not familiar with by the name of Stitches.
I'm surprised he wasn't on our list for Tool of the Week.
And Mr. Stitches has tattoos all over his face. Mm-hmm. He was pulled over pulling out of a handicap parking spot at Whole Foods in Miami.
Yep.
He was pulled over apparently for parking in the handicap spot when he's not handicapped, which I would approve.
They also recognized him. They had dealings with him in the past.
You can't miss this guy. Tattoos all over his face, half of a shaved head, very weird looking. Mm-hmm. And they asked him if he had a gun. He said no. It turned out he had a Glock under the seat. So he'll be doing some time apparently. Here's his song.
Now what you gonna do with it? Now what you gonna do with it? Now what you gonna do with it?
Yeah, not exactly
really
ambrosia.
You can't.
Oh, there you go. Well, let's see.
What you gonna do?
I'll rate that record about a 6.
We forgot to ask our guest Jimmy Prado to play air bass.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll come. Maybe we'll do a special segment where we can get him to do that because we got
the
cameras
the
ready.
DVD
yeah,
camera,
we'll do that.
Yeah.
We'll put it up later on. Nick is single again. Just broke up before he came to the show, so we'd have a good story to tell. We're gonna come back for some of you. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.